All right, Troy, Chase County girls track and field. Like I was talking with Coach Zuga this morning, a little different this year. You're back to Class C from Class B. Last year, you did great at the district meet last year in Class B, but you're back to those normal surroundings there in Class C for this year, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I think that was a good opportunity and it was exciting last year. You know, the district in Class B, that was a fun opportunity, good opportunity. I mean, I think even track too, like talked to the girls a couple weeks ago about it. You know, it's obviously we weren't where we wanted to be at state in Class B last year, but on the other side of it, like if you look at the results, like we were right there. Like we were, a lot of ninths and tenths seemed to be our number last year in a lot of events with Haley in the vault and the sprints, and you know, we got a couple medals there in the 4x8, you know, and we just seemed like we were kind of, even with Riley in the sprints, a lot of them, we were just kind of stuck in that 9 or 10. So it's like we weren't for our out of the points, you know, we just weren't quite there to capitalize and finish, and you know, a couple things could have went a different way, and we could have maybe moved up and been a top 10 team or, you know, top 12 team in class B. But it was a good lesson. Like I said, you look at just numbers. I mean, thing is here, you know, we're lucky to get one girl. It's a sub 13 in the 100 in the school our size, and one a sub 6,400, and maybe one or two that are sub 220 in the 8. And, you know, your Bennington, Scutts, those other schools, seems like they've got six of them that can do that. So you just don't quite match up as well. But yeah, we're excited to be kind of back to classy and, you know, it's just funny just watching enrollments and where people are headed there, you know, to see Ogallala in Class C, mm-hmm. and Gothenburg in C2 football, and they'll probably be, you know, there'll be a C track school next year. And just what enrollments are doing in small schools and the fluctuation with new schools being built in the Lincoln and Omaha area and co-ops and all those things. So it's ever-changing landscape anymore.
You bet it is. You bet it is. You have got a ton of talent back once again, returning folks. I know you probably got some youngsters are biting at the bit to see what they can do, but you got a lot of kids in a lot of areas that did great things last year and will do great things again for you this year.
Yeah, I'd say you got a strong veteran crew. You know, Riley was a 12.5 300, and Haley 12.68, and Beamer 12.69, and so, I mean, you know, you're going to be solid in sprints and the 4x1, the short relays. I mean, like you said, we had, you know, same thing, 200, 25.5, 25.7, and then 27.1, 27.6, 28.06. So, I mean, right there, and same thing, 400. Yeah, Riley's run a 101, and Emily 102, and Kate Colson, last year's a sophomore, was a 102, and she never even used blocks or anything. We had, you know, we kind of just threw that threw her in there to see how she did, and she, you know, where she'd been running the 1600 and 800 some, and so that was kind of nice to see that she's one that could kind of fill in, you know, in those components. And same thing in the 800 with Emily and Ashley and Miranda, and 16 and 32 back with Tessa and Elena and Liz Hannah and the kids that we've had there, and some of those kids that were on our cross country team that had some successes this fall to come in there. And then, you know, we get a female version of the Freeze kids coming up there now with Mia as a freshman. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, hopefully as she continues to grow and develop, can step, you know, and will be impactful, you know, in the hurdles, 100 and 300 hurdles, and maybe over at the high jump for us. And so, you know, potential there. And Miranda Spady will bring experience back in the throws and the shot and discus, with as well as a couple of the younger ones, Maya White and Delaney Vogt, and some young ones that are coming up and developing there. And of course, vault still solid. You had Haley and Avery both at 11 foot last year, and they've been looking really, really good. And then Avery Saborn is a couple young girls at their junior high state meet in the vault last year that you're hoping to come in. And so really our biggest thing has been trying to figure out and replace jumps a little bit for a long time. Adele, who was 17.1 last year, and Ava was around 16, you know, 33 to 35 within Peyton Owens in the triple jump. Like those three have kind of been in the jumps long and triple since freshman for the last 4 years. So that's kind of the event that's kind of opened up that we got to feel like we've got to develop and get better at right now is that's probably the biggest area of concern is getting development in the jumps right now.
But boy, you have a chance to score a lot of points if these girls come through like you think, and they know they can. Boy, possibility. You always score a lot of points at every meet, but this year especially, whoo, you got your depth is really good this year.
Yeah, it is, and like I said, but you know it's going to be tough. I mean, Kearney Catholic is loaded, and you know it's kind of the message to the kids. Like, even in the times when we have won and had success, we didn't really always have a lot of state champions. Like, you even think back, you know, with a Bryn McNair, you know, she didn't always win the 400 with Rasby and a couple of girls there in the 800. Sometimes our strength has just been that. It's just been having depths, and you know, we may not have a state champion, but we may score two. You know, and those numbers can add up just as fast. So that's kind of got to be our focus going in and just, you know, get 1% better each day. Just do a little bit better to take care of what you can and get better. And, you know, hopefully in the big scheme of things, that you know, it all works out. And we're able to score some points and find some ways to have success.
Perkins County meet to kick things off, Troy. Just kind of a nice meet, probably low-key a little bit, just to get them out there, let's run, compete against some other people, and a good way to kick off the season, isn't it?
Yeah, I always like to get kind of 3 weeks of training. I mean, we start workout 16 tonight, and we've always really kind of locked into that meet because we can have unlimited entries. It's basically a glorified practice and time trial for some of those kids that are on the edge fighting, you know, for maybe a relay spot or even looking to be in an alternate position. And so to be able to go down there, and I mean, like you said, the turnaround's quick. Field events start at 11, running events start at 1. And so when there's no prelims and finals, it moves through pretty quick. And so kind of selective of where we put kids, you know, in events and where we want to see them developed and, you know, what piece of the puzzle they might fit in. So we, a good chance for us to sit down there and kind of evaluate kids. And like you say, it's just really, really a glorified practice. Instead of being here, they, you know, get a time and a measurement and start to get the feel before we jump in a pretty competitive Ogallala meet on that next Thursday, the 2nd. So,
yep. And big meets after that, Don Stein invite. We'll see you down at Cambridge for that. And just, boy, the SBVA, when it comes around, going to be tough, and going to be going up to Perkins, to Grand Four. That'll be your site of your district meet.
Yeah, I mean, that's we seem like we're there a lot. And like you said, Jason Bishop, Sean Cole, those guys do a great job. Jason's kind of the master of athletic track and field and running these meets off now. And so he does a great job. We really appreciate the opportunities we have there. But, yeah, you look at that between the – going up there, kind of the early meet there, and then with conference being there and districts being there. And conference will be exciting this year, too, you know, bring in Mitchell and Valentine and, you know, see some new schools, some new bodies. Obviously, Valentine, you know, get a little run in state basketball. Their girls won the conference basketball tournament this year. Their boys, you know, lost a tough one down there, but some athletic kids. So that'll be fun to see some different bodies there. And so, yeah, we're excited to get over there and, yeah, be on the same track. And there's an area we're really familiar with.
Always good to catch up with you, Troy. Look, excited to see your team, and have a good rest of the week and good luck at Perkins. And we'll see you at Don Stein Invite a week from, a couple of Saturdays from now.
Yep, absolutely. We always love having you there and hearing your voice over the intercom. Appreciate what you do for track and just the coverage and the enthusiasm and excitement that comes with it. So it's 41 days left of madness, so here we go.